Unless you live in central Nebraska or are perhaps a history buff of the 1870s, you probably never heard of Fort Hartsuff. However, a trip to the Sand Hills will reveal a true gem, an original Plains fort that looks very much like the day the soldiers departed. It's next on the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Fort Hartsuff was constructed near Burwell, Nebraska in 1874. The fort's years as an active military post were short-lived.
By 1881, it was decommissioned when Fort Niobrara was built, because again, they were looking at sort of holding more of a conflict line further north and further west.
But as Michaela Clemens explains, while the soldiers were here for only about 7 years, the buildings had quite a longevity.
Most of the buildings here are original. They are original because they were built out of a grout mixture, which is like a concrete made of sand and limestone and gravel.
There was little timber nearby, so that cement-like material meant these buildings stood the test of time.
After the military decommissioned the fort, it was sold off into private hands. It became a farmstead, and so that farming era, they used the buildings in all different kinds of ways. By the mid-1900s, a lot of it was in disrepair, and it was gifted to the state of Nebraska in the 1960s.
The state of Nebraska helped repair those original buildings. It is quite remarkable what you'll see on a visit here today.
You can walk through here and see multiple buildings, all with different purposes, barracks, officers' quarters, a hospital, stables, and it really is just like time travel back to the 1870s.
What you see is original, and with the period furnishings in those old infantry and officer quarters and other fort buildings, it's really an experience you can find in few other places. Here at a fort, where the soldiers could see so far across the prairie, there was no need for a stockade, but merely a picket fence. Traveling the countryside, near Burwell, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.